Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of my favorite old-time television shows is the Andy Griffith Show, set in the fictional town of Mayberry, North Carolina. And as most of you know, the town sheriff is Andy. And although he never carried a gun, he was the law in town. And he had the authority to make things happen. Folks respected Andy. And they listened to Andy, even though he was a quiet and unassuming man. And as I said before, he was unarmed. In stark contrast to Andy, of course, was his deputy, Barney Fife. Barney was a bumbling but lovable idiot who carried an unloaded gun with one bullet in his pocket. He was gung-ho about his authority that he was supposed to have by virtue of his office, but was constantly frustrated by the fact that no one in town listened to him or obeyed him. You see, his authority was a self-perceived authority with no actual power to make it real. Even though he wore a badge, carried a gun, had a bullet, the only authority that Barney had existed in his own mind. No one else listened to him because no one recognized his authority. And thus, his authority was merely a shadow. There was nothing substantive about it. Such was the situation with many of the teachers of the law that the Jewish laity had encountered in our gospel reading this morning. They liked to hear themselves talk, and they perceive themselves to be the spiritual authorities of the day. But they had no real power to affect what they taught. Their authority existed more in the world of perception than in the world of reality. And the people knew it. No matter how much they paraded around in their flowing robes, or they liked to be seated in places of honor at the banquets and such, their self-perceived authority was merely a mask. And then along came Jesus. And while he didn't claim or proclaim to have any special authority over the people, it was apparent to the people that he did. Because you see, when Jesus spoke, things happened. Hearts were moved. Demons were banished. Diseases were healed. And sins were forgiven. Jesus' authority was visible for everyone to see because he had the power to effect change. Unlike the self-proclaimed pseudo-authority of the teachers of the law, Jesus' authority was authentic because it was backed by power, a power that even the evil spirits were subject to. I love this passage on Jesus' authority and how the people just readily recognized his authority. Because there are so many people today, even folks in the church, who have lost sight of Jesus' authority and the authority of his word. far too many people, even Christians, attempt to make themselves the authority on truth and justice and virtue. But if you remember Jesus' words in John 14, he said, I am the way and the truth and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. And yet so many folks want to believe that there are alternative ways into the presence of God. Jesus said that marriage is the creation of God. And that's what he has joined together, that nobody should separate. And yet many folks believe that divorce is justified when the couple is no longer happy or fulfilled in their lives together. God's word is straightforward about sex outside of marriage. There shouldn't be any. Sex is to be reserved for the marriage bed. And yet many Christians have somehow decided that, well, that doesn't really apply to us today. God's word tells us that a man should not lie down with another man the way he lies with a woman. And that marriage is the one flesh union of a man and a woman. And yet our society and our courts and even many pastors have somehow decided to throw those dictates of God out. God's word boldly proclaims that he is the giver of life and only he has the right to take human life. And yet many have no qualms about killing an unborn or preborn child if it's unwanted. God's word is clear. And it's consistent when it states that we are saved by God's grace received through faith, completely apart from any and all works of the law. It's clear and consistent when it says that God wants all people to be saved, even those people that we might consider to be immoral or unjust or wicked. God's word's clear and consistent that the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ forgives our sins and the sins of all people. And that through his death and resurrection, our salvation is accomplished. And yet there are many in the church who still teach that we must earn our way into God's presence. Earn our way into heaven through moral and righteous living. And that only those who live morally in righteous lives will enter into heaven. True authority is backed by true power. And only Jesus has that. He had the power to cast out demons, to heal diseases, to walk on water. He also has the authority to forgive our sins and to give us life beyond the grave, because he had the endurance and the power to overcome sin and death through his own death and resurrection. It's because of Jesus and because of his authority that you and I are both forgiven and we are saved, even though we so often fail to recognize his authority. Scripture tells us that all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus. And thus he alone is the one that we are to look to for help, for salvation, and for defining for us what is true, what is right, and what is salutary. So who is the real authority in your life? Is it Jesus? Or have you let it become something else? Do you look to Him and His Word to define for you what is true, what is right, what is noble? Do you recognize Him and do you believe Him to be your authority? Or have you become like one of those teachers of the law who like to think that they actually know better? Do you try to change His Word? How you interpret it to make it fit into your life situation? Do you try to conform His Word to your will rather than your will to His Word? If you answered yes to any one of these questions, then perhaps you need to take a long, hard look into the mirror of God's law and then come into His presence with repentance. Because you see, any authority that you think you have is a perceived authority at best. Because real authority contains real power. And only Jesus has that. Power over demons. Power over diseases, power over sin, and power over death. And it's because of His power that we are absolutely certain of our salvation. It's also because of that power that we can face and we can overcome any obstacle that Satan wants to put in our path. And it's that very power which also demonstrates Jesus' authority, which validates why Jesus and Jesus alone is the one who gets to determine what is right, what is true, and what is best for our lives. The people listening to Jesus recognize that He had this authority. May we, in faith and in humility, always recognize that too. And may we thus then work to conform our lives to the teachings of His Word. To Him be all praise and glory forever. Amen.